Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, everyone. We're hopeful everyone having a blessed day today. We give God the praise, honor him, and glorify his name. We have a guest speaker on today. Just give us a moment, and she will call in. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Sister Margaret. I'm filling in for Sister Mary today, and today we're going to discuss being dedicated and being respectful to my Lord. Just wanted to give you a little background information on what is dedicated is. Dedicated is to be devoted. It's to be devoted to a divine being or to be sacred or consecrated to the appropriation given unto a holy manner. And respect is to regard to or to have regard in a design or purpose manner. We have to have respect for one another, but we must have to have respect for my Lord. My Lord is a jealous Lord, and you cannot just do him any kind of way. So we just got to make sure that we are proficient in our ears and understanding what my Lord is saying to us. I'm going to start out today. I want to start telling you about being dedicated. And we're coming from Romans, the first chapter. We're going to read down probably 5 or 6 verses. So, and this is Romans 12:1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of my God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto my God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of my God. For I say, through grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to my God, has dealt to every man a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in my Christ, and every member one of another, having many gifts different according to the grace that is given us, for the prophecy of us prophesied according to the proportion situation of faith and our ministry. Let us wait on our ministry or that teaches or teaches. Hallelujah. I read 1-7, 4-8 on Romans 12, 1-8. May the Lord add a blessing to his red word. Thank you again for your time and space today. I want to be able to speak to you in regards to respect to my Lord. My Lord is a great Lord. If you think about everything that he's done for you, the feedback of your life and what he's doing right now. So look at your life. That means all your work and orders is a favor to you. And it's regarded to you, so respect. You have to respect the Lord for what he's doing, what he has done, and what he will do. And you have to be dedicated to him. You have to show him that you're true to him and to be able to lift him up in regards to any and everything. You lift him up, you praise him, you be able to reach out and say, Lord, I thank you just for the minor things. The breath of life, thank you, Lord. For the heartbeat, thank you, Lord, for the blood vessels, thank you, Lord, for the blood woman warming your face. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I appreciate everything you do for me and how you directed me, guide me, save me from all harm and danger, and those of us who have dedicated our lives to my Lord, thank you for saving my life, saving my soul, and thank you for making me whole. for all of those that understand the word, just know that his word is so factual, it's so true, you cannot miss anything. You have to be honest and true to my Lord. There's nothing like him in this whole world. You cannot backbite, you cannot steal, you cannot think, you cannot do anything. You cannot think you can live your life according to the way you want to live it and then think you're going to say, I'm going to heaven, because no, there are stipulations. My Lord, even though he is a most forgiving Lord, he still holds us to a different manner. Our manners and our ways is what he wants us to do. You had to be true and honest. You had to do whatever you need to do in order to work the work of faith, to do your will in him and not your will of your own, because honestly, we are not our own. We were created to be his and his only. It is profound to know that people like David and people like Noah, Job, Paul, these men were dedicated to my Lord. They proved their dedication. Job was like, I know, no, you live in a false life. So Job was like, no, I'm going to wait till my chance comes. He's going to wait on the Lord like me. I'm going to wait till my chance comes. I'm going to wait on him. David, even though we all fail sometimes, David did one of the greatest things, and he poured his out to my Lord. He did the 51st Psalm for his major sin. He did the 51st Psalm, and he told the Lord that he pleaded with the Lord. And I read it to you. Give me a second to pull it up. But he told the Lord, he said, purge me with hyssop. If you know hyssop is a plant. So a hard plant, but it's a plant. He said, purge me with hyssop. Then I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. That right there is a phenomenal word. I love that word. It is so profound. It is so exhilarating. Excuse me, give me one second. I'm so sorry. It is true to form. I'm sorry. So, and it reads, Psalm 51 says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaping iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou the desired truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part so thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy and gladness thou hast spoken, may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O my God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltness, O my Lord, O my God. God, my God, of my salvation and my tongue, shall sing aloud of my righteousness, O my Lord. Upon thy my lips and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For desire not sacrifice, else would I give it. that delight is not in the blunt office, the sacrifice of my God, a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise, do good in thy good pleasures. Unto thine, build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullets up to thy altar. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, guys, and I tell you, it is a pleasure to know that David took in from his sin, his great sin, that he took time to plead, and I mean, you had to plead with my Lord to be dedicated to him. You had to plead to him, because when we mess up, we got to make sure we correct it. And don't think that because you mess up that you are okay. You're not okay. Just know that when you mess up, you've got to ask for forgiveness and seek the Lord wholeheartedly to know that it's not us ourselves, but it's my Lord work within us. We have to be faithful and true to his word and to his will. Every time we mess up, we have to say, Lord, please forgive me. And every time we see the Lord, we just say, Lord, what is your will for me? I want to do your will and do your way. I serve you tremendously, Lord, with my whole heart. Just use me according to thy perfect will and thy perfect way. Don't be like Jonah. Jonah was a trip because he took it was told to go preach to Nineveh, and he preached to her, but he still was mad because my Lord did not destroy them. He wasn't dedicated to my Lord, because if he was, he would not have prayed to die because my Lord let Nineveh survive. So don't be like Jonah. Do not think like Jonah. Just do whatever Jonah, whatever you know the Lord wants you to do, and not speak as Jonah speaks. And then don't be like Cain is. Stay mad and cause you to sin completely, cause you to kill somebody else. Don't do like Cain did. Just make sure that you know that you are a work of the Lord and that you are a perfect sin whenever it comes to my Lord. Know that he will cover you, he will encase you, he will surround you if you ask. You've got to ask for it, but you've got to know that he will do for you what you need. And Moses got a little bit concerned about leading all those people. As you know, the Bible says whenever they left Egypt, it was 600,000 certainly that left Egypt, not including the children and the wives. So you know there was over 1 million people there that he had to lead out. So you have to make sure that you don't get disgruntled or to place of things. Just pray and seek the Lord. That's being dedicated. Just seeking him and praying to him is being dedicated to him. You have to remember that you don't want to fall into traps like some of these people do. If you look through the Bible, you see where most people, Pharaoh was hard. He hardened his own heart at first, but then my Lord hardened his heart. So he was down and determined not to let Israel go. But don't be like that. Don't be determined not to do something. Be determined to do something. Be determined to be dedicated. Because, I mean, honestly, my life has been such a whirlwind. Everybody who knows me knows that I've had some really, I've had some tremendous days. Honestly, I've had some tremendous days. But then things changed. I had the stroke and things changed. But now I tell you, I'm solely, honestly, profusely dedicated to my Lord. Even though I've had trials, one of my friends told me, she said, you live in your job moment. So I'm living my job moment because I'm not satisfied and I'm not depressed. I'm not concerned about my situation. I am solely dedicated to doing what the Lord wants me to do. He called me to teach, and that's what I'm doing. I'm studying hard to teach His word according to His purpose and His will. I am so honored to be able to speak to you guys. If anyone has any questions, or if anyone has any statements or want to add to it, the mic is open. Go ahead.
To God be the glory. Thank you for hosting for today. I really appreciate it. My wife, she thanks you also. She wants you to keep her in prayer, please. Okay?
Oh, definitely.
Yes, and keep me in prayer also.
Always. You guys are always on my list.
Okay, praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. I think the other caller,
okay.
The other caller is the wife. I don't know if she's, I don't know if she's got anything to say or not, but I'm going to check real quick.
Okay.
So I think she's on mute.
Tom,
are you there?
Thank you, Sister Margaret, for taking over for me today.
It is my pleasure. It is truly my pleasure. I thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Yes, Lord, and I want to put Bea Colbert on the prayer list. She is really sick, and she's in Baptist Hospital, and I'm having a migraine problem today, and just keep me on the prayer list as well. But do remember the Colbert family. So they lost their dad. I think it's been like 5 years ago, but she is real sick, and she's in the hospital at Baptist in Winston, and she's really sick. So keep her on your prayer list, please. And you're doing a great job. I do appreciate you, my sister.
Oh, honey, thank you. I just want to honor you and do for you whatever I need to do for you.
Thank you so much.
I'm so honored to be able to be here. I pray today to Lord to slow down my speaking because I speak real fast. So I just want to make sure that I do whatever I need to do for you guys and help you guys because you're my brother and sister in Christ. I love you guys. I tremendously love you guys. I want you to know that whatever I can do to step up to do, let me know. And I just want to make sure that I did okay, that everything was fine, and that it's too early to close up, so I'll continue with a little bit more.
Praise God. Yes, you're doing a great job. To God be the glory, because we have to be obedient and do what thus saith. We obedient. God is going to bless whoever's on the line. Praise God.
Yes, and he also said, be ready. Be also ready.
Amen. Amen.
So we had to be strong. We had to know our words and be strong. So I'm going to read a couple more scriptures. And in 1 Chronicles 18 and 11, it said, then also King David dedicated unto my Lord with the silver and with the gold that he bought from all these nations, from Eden and from Moab to the Ammon, and the Philistines, and Amalek. Now David was entrusted to build the house of the Lord, but he made sure he gathered everything for the building and for it to be successful. David dedicated his life to make sure, his later life, to make sure that he was able to get the house of the Lord for family set up. The Lord said his son had to do it. His son did it. He had too much blood on his hands. He could not do it. So the Lord said unto Solomon, and Solomon built the physical building, and he encased all his staff, gold and silver, and everything that David wanted to be put in there. Solomon made sure that it was there. So David was a true trooper. Even though he, like all of us, had a fault, he was a true trooper to the faith. He wanted to make sure he did exactly what he could do for the help of the Lord. In 2 Chronicles 5:1, it reads, thus all the work that Solomon made for the house of my Lord was finished, and Solomon brought all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver and the gold and all the instruments put he among the treasures of the house. So he totally encased the house with everything David wanted there. So we had to do as David did. We had to be dedicated and know that we can do things without the Lord telling us to do them. We had to be honest and true and do according to what my Lord wants us to do. And we can just step out and do stuff to honor our Lord. You can step out and say, Lord, can I do? And the Lord will tell you, yes, you can do it, especially if it's honored him. If you honored him, if you respected him, if you are glorifying him, it is that always that goes. But we have to be profound and proficient in our ways because my Lord, he is so worthy. He is more than worthy because he is too good to everybody, not just to me, but to everybody. We had to show our faith and our trust. We had to be able to be diligent in our walk and our understanding and to be profound in the way we deliver what the Lord wants us to deliver. We have to do according to his perfect will and his perfect way. We are his vessels. And I say I'm his vessel because we were created to be worship him, to be for him, with him. So we cannot divulge or, well, not divulge, but to do other things other than what my Lord wants us to do. He is, in fact, one of the ones that we have to lean on, trust in, and believe in, because everything comes through and by him. We cannot do it for ourselves. We can't breathe for ourselves. We can't make ourselves breathe. We cannot make ourselves move. We cannot make our heart beat. We cannot do anything. It's all through and by him. Nobody can do nothing without him. He is the glorious, the most famous, most righteous, most holy, most outstanding, most wonderful spirit ever. He is no word, no senior word, no treasure word, no word that could truly compare to who he really is. He is awesome. He is amazing. He does things that you never expect he would do. In ways that he would do stuff for you that you do not expect and you are not looking for. But he'll show up and do it. He will answer prayer. He will surround you and protect you. There's many times that your life could have been taken. But he surrounded you and protected you in order to get you to the point where you need to be for him. And so obviously some people he let live long than others just to see if they will ever change. But, you know, some people are so evil, he cut them off right then. But then there's something he's like, they got a little bit of hope. Let me let them see. Let me let them try. So he doesn't live 80, 90 years. And then if they don't ever straighten out, then that's whenever he takes them. But some people, he does give a little bit longer because he sees something in them. So he sees some form of dedication to him in them, but they have wholeheartedly gave up to him. So we had to surrender to my Lord. We had to be able to surrender to him and be dedicated to him. And all the blessings and benefits he will give you, there is no short change in him. There's no slacking on him. There's no doing anything you want to do and think you still going to heaven because you're not. Now, I've heard somebody say that some things you don't have to ask for because the Lord has already done it. But no, you have to ask, especially forgiveness. We must ask for forgiveness. We must ask the Lord, whatever we do wrong, to forgive us. We have to ask our fellow man to forgive us. So, you know, if we ask our brothers to forgive us. We have to ask the Lord, because he is the supreme. He is the most almighty. He is so phenomenal. There's none like him. So we have to trust. We have to do. We have to worship. We have to honor him. We have to respect him. We have to fear of a good regard to him, because there is none like him. I'm speaking on a personal basis, and if anybody needs to tell me anything, just go ahead and speak up, because I am speaking totally personally, because what he has done for me, I've been able to stand up where I couldn't before. I couldn't do it on my own, just with the help of the Lord. I listen to him. I obey him. I seek him wholeheartedly. And doing that, I'm able to stand up. The Lord took me up 5 years ago. I could not stand up. I could not move my left side. But now, with the help of my Lord, I'm able to sit on the side of the bed. I'm able to stand up on the side of the bed. It may not be but a few seconds, but at least I'm able to stand up. What I didn't have the basis for before. I'm able to move according to his will. I am so honored to know that my Lord has encased me to do his will. I am working to be proficient and to be more and to work according to his perfect will. I am so honored and so overwhelmed to know that I am a servant, a true servant of my Lord. I want everybody to know that he is so great. You just got to trust. You have to believe. You have to be able to seek him. You have to dedicate yourself to him. You have to respect him. Now, in the respect part, now, it's a personal thing to me. But, you know, in the Bible, it says, the Lord, I say, my Lord, because he is not the. He is not just a general anything. He is a supreme. He is superior. So you say, mine. Whenever you're serving him, say mine, because he is yours. And you are wholeheartedly claiming him and earnestly claiming him. Do it in a respectful way. He is mine. He is not the. He is not little G-O-D. He is capital G-O-D. He is not little L-O-R-D. He is capital L-O-R-D. So we have to respect him in a manner where he will do according to what you want him to do. You have to show him your dedication, your honesty, your faith. You have to show it all to him, because he will work according to what you show him. And according to the way you are, if you cuss somebody, beat it, steal, and doing all that stuff, he's not going to respond to you, because you're not doing his will. We must do his will. We must back off of the insane stuff and back off the craziness and be wholeheartedly devoted to him, for him, and because of him, because he is so great. He's so marvelous. He's so fantastic. He's so magnificent. He is so immaculate. He is so perfect. He is my perfection. He is my satisfaction. And he is my glory. And I honor him, and I worship him, and I love him. He is so wonderful. I cannot express the true fidelity of who he is, because he is all, and he is not meager. He is not small. He is tremendous. He is so giving, so achieving. He lets you achieve your goals and your dreams. He'll let you do it. You just got to have the faith. You have to have the acknowledgement. You have to have the word. He will do it. You have to prove yourself. We as his children have to prove ourselves to him, because he got to know that you are true to form. You have to know that whatever you do for him is true, and that you're not doing, okay, it's fine today, it is tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. No, he don't want any of that. He wants today to be today. He wants your praise. He wants your worship. He wants your honor. He wants your glory. He wants you to glorify him in a manner that is pleasing and acceptable. He wants you to honor him in the same manner. He wants you to be honest. He wants you to be true. As he said, if you look for him, he'll see you out of his mouth. Because he doesn't hold on to that. He'll gravitate to the heart, and he'll gravitate to the goat. The lukewarm is all sort of meager embellishment that he did not want. It's not according to what you want. It's according to what he wants you to want. So just do according to his will. Do according to his way. Serve him with all gladness and step before him with thanksgiving and enter to his court with praise. Every time you praise him, you enter to his court. He's welcoming you in. All that you have to do is welcome him in. And if anybody have any statements, anybody have any questions, I'm open. The mic's open. So come on, speak to me.
Praise God. Possible everyone's out for lunch right about now. Me and my wife, we're the only ones on right now. I believe the others, they cut off for lunch. Okay. But
okay.
You did a great job. Just remember us in your prayers. And those countries where people are having problems, Hawaii, Haiti, countries in South America, Brazil, Argentina, well, Brazil's a city, Argentina, Peru, and then we got Honduras, Panama, the Ukraine, Russia, Scotland, the Middle East, the land that God gave to the children of Israel. They're still fighting over that until this day. And then Korea, Russia, and China, Vietnam. Those countries, you know, we don't think twice about them, but people they're really going through, because a lot of them are destitute. They don't have a change of clothing. They don't have fresh water to drink. You know, they don't know where they're going to lay their head at tonight if they're still alive. You know, so we need to remember them, because in this country, it's been reported so many times, and we can see it all the time, that there's a lot of waste. There's a whole lot of waste in this country. You know, you go to a restaurant, you see people leaving food on the plate and drinks in the glass. And my mom, she told me years ago when I was young, she used to work for these Caucasian people, Caucasian family. And they told her that it's polite to leave a little on the plate. But no, that's not, you know, I don't see that. You know, if I got food on my plate, I'm going to eat it. You know, whether I want it or not, it's on my plate. I've agreed to eat it, and I need to finish it up, you know, because there are people, like I said, there's people, they have no clue where their next meal is coming from. And if they do get it, it might be one small meal, might be one small meal a day. It might be a pack of crackers, a drink or something, you know, or drink mix somebody's got for them, and they get a cup full of that. You know, we have to be aware of this stuff, you know, because they're nothing but traps. Easy to fall into traps of the enemy, because we have, in this country especially, and we need to pray for this country also, but in this country especially, there has been excess. Years ago, when my people, people of color, didn't have that much, you know. We watched a preacher on TV. He said that he would go to work and he wouldn't have enough money to feed his family, but he still would go to work, and by the grace of God, he made it available for them to have what they needed, the wife and the children, and then himself. You know, but we cannot take it for granted anymore.
Of course, we hear these stories, oh, the government's doing this and doing that. The government's been doing this stuff from a long time ago. But if we serve God and we believe there is a God, we can bless our food, saying grace over our food, it blesses it. And if it's not right for us to eat, God, he will definitely reveal it to us. Either
Amen.
We get stomach ache or something, and we'll know, don't go back to that. You know, just leave it alone.
Uh-huh.
But to God be the glory, you know, it just stays on my mind because I used to be homeless, and it was because of my own actions, my own thoughts, you know. It wasn't that
uh-huh.
I was aid homeless, myself homeless. But God, he directed me right back where I should be. Living the life, serving him. So I'm truly thankful for that. Thankful for you. Once again, you are a true trooper. You're there when we need you. And I honor you for that. Okay? And we're going to keep you in prayer
thank
as you
so
do
much.
For us. Okay? All righty?
Yes. Thank you. So I will close out with the prayer. Now, thank you so
mm-hmm.
much for your dedication and your enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I thank you for your
mm-hmm.
trust in me to do this. I thank you so
mm-hmm.
much because I am so honored. I'm
yes.
truly honored
yes.
with you two because you two are a great two. You're one of my favorite couples. Mm-hmm. So I honor you and I thank you so much for that. And I do appreciate
you.
Being able to have this time to speak
uh-huh.
and to do this to help.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
thank the Lord because he enabled me to do it. It's nothing but
mm-hmm.
his glorious will.
Yeah, that's right. It's for his glory. You know, he allowed things to happen to benefit others, not to keep us down or that he forgot about us, but sometimes we need to back up and let somebody else step up, you know. And it's just
uh-huh.
reaching out a right fellowship, you know, offering you space to speak on the word of God, you know. We are godly people, so this is what we need to do. We have opportunity given to us, and as I mentioned, 7 years. I believe it's 7 years for this ministry to be on air, and 7 years is the number of completion. But to God be the glory. We truly thank him for each and every ministry that's on Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network, and the mediators for the programs and the ministry, and for the listeners. To God be the glory once again.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so honored. Most
mm-hmm.
precious Lord, I come to you again. Thank you for your time and for your dedication to helping me to get through this. Thank you because you touched
yes.
me. You anointed me, and you help me. Lord, I truly thank you. Taking us to all these countries, Lord, do for them what
mm-hmm.
needs to be done to help them according to their will, to your will and your way, Lord. For the sick
yes.
and the afflicted, Lord, the lady in the hospital
mm-hmm.
here, Lord, I want you to go in her room, touch her from the
yes.
crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Touch
mm-hmm.
her, Lord,
yes.
heal her according to your perfect will, your perfect
mm-hmm.
way, Lord. Do for her what you need. This to Mary, Lord, move that migraine. Take that migraine away. Lord, touch her head.
Yes.
Touch her spirit
mm-hmm.
cells. Lord,
yes.
penetrate them and anoint her
mm-hmm.
head and pull it, Lord.
Yes.
Just pull it out. Just seize it out, Lord. Just do it for her,
mm-hmm.
Lord. And all the everyone that's on the line, that has been on the line, and that would listen to this message.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to bless them according to your perfect will. Your perfect
yes,
way.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you again for allowing me to do this opportunity. Lord, I praise you
yes.
and I lift you higher. Lord, I thank you. And for digging, Lord, Tim again, Lord. Touch him, his cars. Touch those cars, Lord. Fix them into
mm-hmm.
a manner that will not fall when I fail them again, Lord. When I suffer
yes.
them to have to do all this stuff and spend all this money. Lord, just touch them. Anoint them. Heal them. Protect them. Lord, I ask you in the mighty, wonderful, glorious name of their wonderful, glorious Son, my Jesus Christ, Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Most welcome, my dear. Shalom.
Shalom.